have a guy on the right of you or the left of you at work or at the gas station, whatever, whatever. But you are so needed to pour into this generation and the next generation because it's whacked out there. And you hold the truth. And a lot of times it's not your words. It's how you're living your life around these young men that you work with or your neighbor. So thank you. Take the challenge, run with it, because I'm believing for just good stuff coming out of our generations. Okay, let me think. Do I have everything here? Wait, one more thing. All righty, here we go. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to raise your hand. Ready? Does anybody here ever find it difficult to hear God's voice? Like, you got this big decision coming up, whether it's a work decision, a family decision, I don't know, a decision, and you're like, oh, I ought to pray about that. And you pray, and you go, God, you know, I want to hear what you want me to do. God, I need to hear what you want me to do, all right? And then you get this thought that comes in your head, and you're like, oh, is that a God thought, or that was me? Was that my emotions? Was that what I ate last night talking to me? You know, okay? So sometimes, you know, we may find it, and I have found it difficult to hear God's voice. So the question is, what would it be like? I mean, better yet, wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't it be incredible if you could ask God questions and you could clearly hear his voice? Anybody want to clearly hear his voice? Well, you came to church today, the right place, all right? Now, some of you probably aren't old enough. Anybody remember the magic eight ball? It was big in the 50s, so y'all are old. Okay, so it went like this. Magic eight ball. Should I break up with that guy that's so rude? Should I break up with him? And you shake it over and it says, without a doubt. Magic eight ball. Should I send that text message that I'm so ticked about? Should I send it to that person? No. Magic eight ball. You know, and you have two kids, and you go, magic eight ball, should we keep having more kids? And it says, come back later. Next thing you know, you got eight kids. We're not asking the magic eight ball. Amen. All right, so just for the fun of it. But anybody ever have one of those? All right. So wouldn't it be amazing if you could ask God and you could clearly hear what he has to say to you about your life? Wouldn't it be great and amazing? All right, so last week we started a series called Promises, and it's all about the promises Jesus has for us. And we're going to run through a couple of them in the next couple of weeks. But last week, Jesus promised that he loves you. And what did we say all last week? I'm the one that Jesus loves. I'm the one that Jesus loves. And, you know, I was probably listening to the wrong voice. It wasn't the voice of the Lord. And the Lord, and that voice was like, oh, that is so elementary. And I thought about it. This is foundational. Unless you know that God loves you, you will get knocked on your rear end. And you'll get up and you'll get knocked on your rear end. So foundation number one, you have to know the promise that God promised that he loves you. So everybody say, I'm the one that Jesus loves. All right, promise number two, week number two, here we go. This is the promise that Jesus makes. And he makes the promise that you will know his voice. So if you're taking notes, you will know his voice. You can give it a title, Hear God's Voice, Know God's Voice. I can't come up with a title today, but so let's pray. Father God, we come to you this morning, and we ask you, Holy Spirit, that we would hear your voice, that we would know your will, that we would do exactly what you speak to us. And Father, speak to people today that are here that need to hear you today about situations going on in their life. And Father, we say we are listening and we will do when you speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Okay. Hearing God's voice. Forget the religious stuff, you know, forget this stuff, but sometimes it's difficult to hear God's voice. So, just me? Anybody? Sometimes it's difficult, okay? And I want to tell you a story. I'm going to tell a lot of Jack stories, only because I used to teach children's ministry downstairs a lot. the love of my life lot, and I'd come up the stairs, and they go, oh, we heard about you. Every other week. Oh, Pastor Jack was telling stories on you. So this is payback. All right, payback, here we go. Payback. Okay, so here we go. Jack and I are one-year-old newbies, like new to Jesus. At the end of that year, I finally got a Bible. A great idea. You should get a Bible. So we had just gotten born again. I finally have a Bible. We're going to move to Tulsa to go to Bible school. Not me. I swore I was never going to school. Jack was going. I was like, good. I'll come with you. So we moved to Tulsa, and as soon as we get there, they had this big meeting. It was called Camp Meeting, and it was held at the Tulsa Civic Center, and it held thousands of people. Now, we are newbies. New. Okay, so we go to this meeting, and we're hearing these great men and women of God teach on all sorts of things, and probably the last day, Jack goes to me, and he goes, Dee, I heard God's voice. And I'm like, what? Didn't know. Yeah, I heard God's voice. And I said, oh, what'd he say to you? He says, I'm healed. I can throw away my glasses. And I gave him that look. Some of you have seen this look some days, all right? Okay, so I can't do it now because I'm laughing, but I gave him this look like, I don't know. He goes, Dee, trust me, I heard from God. And to this day, I can see him. We're like on the top level at the Civic Center in the hallways, and he takes his glasses off and he throws them in the garbage can. I still see this. Scarred here, okay. So we're driving home from the Civic Center. And that was the scariest drive I've ever been on. I'm not lying. Okay, I'm telling you the truth. All right, so here's the thing. We had to buy new glasses. But, I always start your sentence with a but. But at that point on, we decided we'd get into the Word of God and learn how to hear God's voice. Amen. I still see that garbage can up there. So how do you know if God's talking? How do you know if you heard his voice, okay? How do you know it's not some thought that the enemy just planted to distract you on what he has to say? How do you know, like you're praying and you're going, God, I got this thing coming up, and God, I need to hear your voice. I need to know your will. I need to know your plans. How do you know if it's God? So write it down. Well, can you pop that picture up of Jesus and the shepherd, okay? So here's the promise Jesus gave us. He promised that he is the good shepherd and we are the sheep. Everybody say, bah. He promised. Get your finger up. Come on. He promised. I do this with my kids, you know. He promised he's the good shepherd and we are his sheep. And he promised the sheep hear his voice. He promised. Open up to John chapter 10. John chapter 10 reads about the good shepherd. Here we go. John chapter 10, verse 2. The one who entered by the gate is the shepherd. Everybody say, good shepherd. Okay, the one who entered by the gate is the good shepherd of the sheep. What do sheep do? Next verse. And the sheep listen to his voice. It bah, listens to his voice, all right? Why? Because God loves you like you're the only one on the planet. I am the one he loves, and God is relational. He loves you. So he calls them by name. 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 And they hear his voice, and they follow. Guess what, everybody? Say, he knows my name. He knows my name. I am not forgotten. You are not forgotten. All right, next part. And the sheep follow him. Why do they follow him? Because they know his voice. Oh, my gosh. So Jesus promised that the good shepherd, okay, he's the good shepherd, we're the sheep, and he promised the sheep hear his voice. So it's sometimes, well, I don't know. Well, listen, your experiences doesn't trump God's word. This, we just read the word of God, John 10, all right? So the word of God says, you hear his voice. Everybody say, I hear his voice. I hear his voice. Period. All right. So how do we do that? We're going to look into the Word of God. I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible. And we're going to talk about simply how do we hear the voice of God. If you're taking notes and you're smarter than a fifth grader, write this down. Number one. And it's really, I know it's just obvious, but here you go. Write it down. Ask God to speak. First and foremost, you have to ask God to speak. Write that down. Ask God to speak, number one, okay? So you have a decision coming up. Should I buy this new car? Should I change jobs? Should I, okay? So you have this decision, okay? And you can just think about it. So I'm one of those. I think about it. And then anybody like this, you get a piece of paper out and you draw a line down the center and you write the pros and the cons. Okay, don't just do that, but how about we do God, pray, God, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your wisdom about this. All right, so that's first, all right? Now, I want to warn you. You know at the very bottom of certain, especially drugs, at the very bottom, warning, warning, warning. If you take this, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen, you'll get depressed and you'll die. Okay, well, here's a warning about this, you know, ask God to talk to you, okay? Here's the warning. Sometimes this is a very dangerous prayer because, I forgot that part. All right, let me see. Let me just say this. I said this to somebody once, but here it is. Don't ask God to say something to you unless you want to hear what he wants to say. I said this to this person, and they were like, why? And they're booing and hooing. I said, don't ask, because you might not like what God has to say. Because a lot of times, I don't know about you, but I found out he has a different plan. Like, I write plans. I got lists and I have plans, but don't ask God because he might have a different plan. So, let me tell you an Old Testament story. It's about Samuel. Samuel, at this part of the story, is 12 years old. Anybody have, how old are your kids? This boy's 12? 12. You have two that are 12. Are you 12? No, you're not. You're older than that. You pull my leg, Junior. Okay. All right, so Samuel, this is Old Testament. Samuel is about 12 years old at this part of the story, okay? And Samuel is working in the temple. He's working in the temple for the prophet Eli. He's working, okay? And Samuel, at this point, doesn't know God yet. But he's doing a lot of religious things. He's working in the temple, cleaning up, vacuuming, lighting fires, whatever, okay? He's doing a lot of religious things, but he didn't know God yet. Okay, side note, little golden nugget. Sometimes, and this was me in my life, you can do religious things, religious rituals. And sometimes those are good things, okay? But it doesn't mean you have a relationship with him. I was raised in church. I did the religious things and okay, da 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 da. And I didn't know God. I didn't know that he loved me. Okay? So just a little golden nugget. All right. Here we go. So Samuel's doing all these religious things. He's polishing the lampstands and he's cleaning up and vacuuming and stuff like that. So you know the story. He goes to bed one night, sound asleep, and all of a sudden he hears a voice. Samuel, Samuel. I don't know what it sounded like, but Samuel, Samuel. He jumps out of bed. He runs down the hall. He runs into Eli's bedroom and he goes, Eli, what do you want? Eli, what do you want? What do you want me to do? And Eli's like, what? Go back to sleep. I wasn't talking to you. That wasn't me. Go back to sleep. What are you talking about? So he goes back down the hall, lays his head down, falls asleep. He hears a voice. Everybody say it with me. Samuel. Thank you, Samuel. You guys help me out, okay? And he jumps up, runs down the hall, runs into Eli's bedroom again. He goes, Eli, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want me to do? Did you call me? And he's like, what? Go back to sleep. So he runs down the hall, hops in his bed, falls sound asleep. And he, come on, everybody, and he hears the voice. Samuel. You guys, the drama team is here. And he goes, Eli, is that you? What do you want me to do? And Eli has a aha moment. Aha. Everybody go, aha. Anybody, I've had one big aha moment. Like, wow. oh, that was one of those. So he had one of those moments, and he realizes Eli the prophet realizes that must be the Lord that's going to talk to Samuel. So Eli says, hey, Sammy, go back to bed. And the next time you hear Samuel say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Write that down. All right. Okay, I should read this. Here we go. I did have it. 1 Samuel 3, 8 through 9. I'm going to hop in halfway through 8. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8. Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go lie down, and if someone, God, right, calls again, say, everybody say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. All right, let's just close our eyes and just say this real prayerfully. Speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. So maybe you have a decision to make. You've got till the end of the week to make this big whopping decision, and you're like, well, how about you go and pray? And you go, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And I like to add, speak, Lord, your servant's desperate and listening. So I've had those prayers, okay? So what is Samuel going to do? Samuel says, speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Okay, now, what do you think God says to Samuel? Well, let me tell you what he did not say to Samuel. So he said, speak, Lord, your servant's listening, and God speaks. But he did not say, oh, Sammy, I've been watching you. You're such a good boy, polishing, cleaning, and vacuum cleaning. So you know what, Sammy? I am going to bless you. And you know that cute little 12-year-old girl that you met at the park last week? You know, when you turn 21, you're going to marry her. And you're going to earn six figures, and you're going to have 2.5 kids and a dog and a white picket fence. And I'm just going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. Guess what, guys? God didn't say that. I know, Pastor D, that's certainly not in the Bible, okay? Well, listen to what he said. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 3, I'm going to give you the Cashman version, verses 11 through 15, okay? So, God warns Samuel about what's going to happen to Eli the prophet. God speaks, speak, God, your servant's listening. God speaks, and he tells him how he's going to pour out judgment on Eli and his sons because he did not discipline his, they were more than rebellious. They were, blah. Okay? Okay, and this, and what's going about to happen, God's telling Samuel, and it's going to shock Israel. Okay? So, interesting. How would you like to get that message that you are now to speak that to Eli the prophet? All right? So I have to think about that. And you know, that's a hard message. This is a 12 years old. He is going to speak to Eli and Israel and tell them this. All right? So don't ask God unless you want to hear what he has to say, because it might be tough. All right? But I'd rather ask God. How about you? All right? Now, I want you to remind you that God is speaking, but are you hearing? Are you listening? And here's the thing. The more you listen, the better you'll get at recognizing his voice. How many of you have ever called up some friends? I remember this one girl. I call the phone, and I thought it was the missus of the house, and it was her daughter. She sounded just like her mom until I got to the second sentence, and I'm like, that's not the mom, okay? But listen, the more you listen, you will recognize God's voice. So let me give you an example. Can you pop up the airplane? I'm telling you, stories today. How many of you, you may not have known, but Jack was a pilot, not the big birds, the 747s. He was the small private pilot, against my wishes, but then we had fun, okay? So, Oh, that's Pop-Pop. All right, there's Pop-Pop and Jack, okay. So Jack held first seat, I had second seat. First seat, he does the fly-in. Second seat, I folded the maps, and I listened to air traffic control, ATC, all right? So that was my job, but mostly folding, all right? So ATC would call out your call numbers. It's like your name. It's the last part, 665 Golf Alpha, all right? So air traffic control, when we're flying close to, I forgot how far you had to get to air traffic control to this airport, and you tune into them, and they're calling out everybody's numbers. They're calling out everybody's names, and they're calling, 665 Golf Alpha, Jack, did they just call us? I don't know. So Jack, go ask him again. This is more comical, but we were a little more serious. But so he'd go, air traffic control, can you repeat that again? And they'd go, 665 Golf Alpha, fly at 120 speed or altitude 3,000 and land on blah, 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 blah. Okay, I think these guys are all New Yorkers. They talk so fast. I think they just, if you're not from New York, they're not taking your resume and stuff like that. So it was ridiculous. And I don't know how many times he'd go have to say, go ask him again. Air traffic control, could you repeat that again? Because was that us you called? So after a while, Jack got it. He got good at it. But I had a piece of paper. I'd try to write out down all the directions and stuff, okay? And I'd get the first part, and finally. And then one day I said, hey, how did you do that? How did you do that? The more you listen, you'll recognize his voice. Guys, write that down. The more you listen, you'll recognize God's voice. All right, so wouldn't it be amazing if you could hear the voice of God, if you could hear it clearly? Jesus promised he is the good shepherd and you are the sheep, and the sheep hear his voice. You can hear his voice. That's a promise he keeps. All right? So number one, start asking. Here's number two if you're taking directions or writing notes here. Number two, listen to his voice. I know, basic, but listen. Are you listening to what he says? Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will answer. Or ask me and I will answer. So if you have a question, if you have a problem, if you need wisdom, James says, ask God for wisdom and he will generously give you, okay? So call and ask. Ask God. All right. So God is always speaking. Are you listening? God is always speaking. Are you listening? So you might say, okay, I'm going to ask. I'm going to listen. Yeah, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to listen, okay? Now, how do I hear from him? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Can you pop up that next screen? Let me tell you the most reliable place, way to hear God's voice is this. The most reliable way that you're going to hear God's voice is through this. Amen? So, this Bible is the living word. It's sharper, powerful than a two-edged sword, okay? It gives direction. It gives you comfort. It gives guidance, okay? It gives encouragement. This word of God, you're going to find all sorts of things. So, as a believer, we ought to be feeding on this, okay? Feeding on this, okay, all right, be nice, Pastor D, okay, you ought to be feeding on this, okay, because the more you feed on this word of God, the more you feed on the word of God, it'll renew your mind, your ears will pop, you'll know which way you're going to go, you're going to hear God's voice for directions and decisions you had to make, but the more you hear, the more you read this, the more you hear this, okay, so I want to say this Bible is the most reliable place, way that you're going to hear God's voice. So you come to my house, I got Bibles all over the place. In the bathroom, on the kitchen counter, on my chair, by the bedroom, okay, and on the back of the potty on the other place, okay? I just leave them all over the place, okay, because I want to hear God's voice. All right, now, I want to say this, and I'm going to read it to him. God will never, ever contradict anything he says in his word. God will never contradict anything he says in his word. Now, I say this because there's a number of ways God will speak to us. First and foremost is this. This should be every day, first and foremost. But God can speak through a friend, a word of wisdom. God can speak, this just happened to me yesterday. God can speak to you through a song, a Christian song, right? You all know that. Okay, so I'm turning on K-Love, listening to this song, and I heard this song, God Can Do It, or something like that, and I'm listening to this song, and it just speaks to me. I ended up with tears, but not for me. This was the song I needed to share with somebody, okay? God can speak through me, a message, a podcast, okay? But you always have to say, Deb and I were talking this, but the word or the song or the message, never, if it's God, it won't contradict God's word. So how do you weigh things? Get your Bible out, okay? I was telling Deb, I just asked Google, where's this scripture? Meaning, and Alexa, they're so smart, okay? So, all right. Also, God can speak through the Holy Spirit. God can speak through the Holy Spirit. Okay, so first and foremost, the day you turn and repent from your sins, the day you call on the name of Jesus, okay? Call on the name of Jesus and you're saved. Your spirit is now alive. It's really called the real you, but the inner man, and there's all sorts of terminology in the Bible, but is alive. Everybody say, pat your belly, say, it's alive. It's alive, okay? So God is a spirit, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to this. This the new you, the new spirit that's alive. Say, I'm alive, okay? Whew. All righty. So, and you can discern his voice. You know that voice. I know that voice. Through the Holy Spirit talking to your spirit. I know that's a lot. So let me just say it this way. Oftentimes, the Holy Spirit, God's spirit, is talking to this, the alive. And he'll prompt you to give something to someone. All right, he'll say, give something to you. And you're like, was that God? Was that the devil? Oh, want the devil. Well, I know it wasn't the devil because the devil won't tell you to be generous to anybody. That was God, okay? God, the Holy Spirit, talking to my spirit, all right? God can speak. I preached the whole message to Deb. You should come early. Come at 9 o'clock and I just tell you everything you're going to hear today, okay? So God speaks the most reliable way is through the word, okay? And then he speaks through the Holy Spirit to you. He will also speak to you in dreams and visions, okay? But you got to line them up with the word, all right? And he'll speak to you a lot of times. This happens to me a lot. He will give you supernatural peace. I call it the green light. Brother Hagin really did. He called it the green light. Like, it just drops in you. I have a decision to make, and I have this green light, go. And there's times that he'll give you the red light. Like, what should we do? And you're like, man, I got the red light. I do not have peace. I'm not going to do this. And one time, Jack Cashman, D, we ought to buy this. Blah, 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 blah. I won't tell you what it was. I'm like, no. Okay, and we did, and it was a no-no, okay? So I am endeavoring to go for the green light, but that red light is just as important because you're like, whoop. And a lot of times you get the red light, that means you better keep praying about it. Just pray until you really know, okay? All right, so red light, green light. Sometimes you'll hear God will give you a word, a scripture that you need to pass on to somebody. How many have had that happen? You're like just minding your own business, reading your own Bible, and this scripture is just like, oh. Man, that is so good. That is exactly the situation that my dear friend's in. And I call them up or I run over there and I pound on their door. This is for you. All right. So God is always speaking. Are you listening? All right. So number one, ask him. And number two, listen to him. All right. Okay. Then you might say to me, well, Pastor D, when is he going to speak to me? Like I'm asking him, but when is he going to speak to you? He will speak to you when you need it, okay? He'll speak to you when you need it, all righty? Okay, this is one of the best times. I am a disciplined disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rise up early in the morning, and I get up early in the morning. This morning, 5:30, because it's Sunday. But 5:30, 6:30, and I go downstairs, make that coffee, sit down, crack open my Bible, and I'll read. Depending on what's going on, what day it is, you know, I can read for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, okay? And I have a notebook next to me, and I'm writing down as God speaks to me. Like these things are jumping off the page, okay? So, anybody have a notebook next to you? You ought to. It's really good. All right, so he'll speak to me, and then I do something. I get real quiet, and it's like a holy moment, and that's when he's speaking. So I encourage you, early in the morning I will rise up, grab my Bible, my notebook, and read my Bible and let him speak to me, all right? And you know what I found out? Most of the time God speaks to me in ordinary moments, just everyday Joe Schmo regular stuff, stuff that you do, okay? Let me give you an example of God speaking. Let's pretend we got asked to speak on a talk show, because you guys are so amazing. Okay, you're on a talk show, and the cameraman's over there, and then the sound guys clips you up, and then the interview guys clipped up, you know, and then they put one of these thingies in your ear. Lane will tell me what it's called, an earbud, I don't know. That's puts this thing in here. So I have this mic, but I got this thing in my ear. Okay, and this thing in the ear is to the big guy, okay, the boss behind the screen, all right, and he's watching, and he is talking. He can talk to me, nobody else, because I got this thing here in my ear, and he's talking, and nobody else can hear him, and he'll say, okay, we're getting ready. Hey, D, we're live in 2 minutes. You look great. Sit up straight. Don't forget to smile. Okay, nobody else hears him, but I hear him. And I know I'm not alone. He made me feel good for a few seconds. Gives me comfort and direction. Guys, the day, the good shepherd, Jesus is a good shepherd, we're a sheep, and he's speaking. And you've got, your spirit's made alive. Let's stick it in there. Amen? All right, praise God. Okay, that was my cute little story. Let me give you a scripture. Isaiah 30:21, because, you know, I like to make sure we have a scripture for it. God speaks in ordinary, regular parts of your day. Ready? Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to the right, turn to the left, your ear will hear the voice, because the good shepherd, because we have a good shepherd, and we're his sheep, and he speaks, okay? So your ears will hear hear a voice behind you saying, go this way, go that way, right? So here we go. If you listen to the voice of God, he will guide you. He will prompt you. If you listen to the voice of God, he will comfort you, he will give you peace, and he might even give you a word for somebody else if you're listening to this voice. So God is always speaking. Are you listening? All right. I'm looking at that clock. We're doing... Here we go. Number 3, if you're taking notes. So 1, ask. 2, listen. This one, ready? It's a game changer. Do what he says to do. Everybody say do. Yeah, do what he says to do. All righty? Now, this is a warning on the bottom of the label. Oftentimes, what he tells you to do, it's going to take faith. And I'm not even going to give you the percentage, but oftentimes when he speaks to you, start this business. Go visit Aunt Tilly. I can't stand her. Lord, go visit. It'll take faith. Okay. I'm being silly. Okay. Turn over to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. So Jesus got asked this question, and this was his reply. Ready? Luke 11:28. Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God. And everybody say, and obey it. All right. Okay. So you're not necessarily blessed just to hear it, but you are blessed when you obey it. All right. So you might say, oh, Pastor Day, okay, I'm a Christian, I get it, I'm going to ask God. You know, I ask God things, but I am not hearing anything. I'm not hearing him, okay? Now, just maybe, and I'm not stepping on your toes, so keep smiling, just maybe he asked you to do something and you haven't done the last thing he asked you to do. I didn't write this. Okay, all right. Just maybe he gave you an assignment, and you know he did, because you know his voice, and you haven't done it. And I haven't heard from God in eons. Just maybe he asked you to do something, and you haven't done it, right? And you know, this is really sad, but I know, just from pastoring for a number of years, a couple decades, it's amazing I run into Christians that know the Bible inside out. Matter of fact, I know more people, some of y'all here, that know scriptures better than I do. Just know the Bible inside out. And yet, they don't do what the scriptures say. All right? So they're big on knowledge, but they're not doing the scriptures. All right? So not anybody here. We're really good at this. Okay. So maybe God told you to give something to somebody and you didn't do it. Well, I haven't heard from God in a decade. Or maybe God prompted you to confess this sin, and you didn't do it. I never hear from God. Well, okay. Maybe God, maybe God told you to serve and cut the lawn here once a month. Brenton, where are you today? Okay. And you didn't do it. Okay. Or maybe God just spoke to your heart, and he said, I want you to invite so-and-so to church. And then take them out for lunch, and you didn't do it. Or go help them, do this and that, and you didn't do it. Or maybe God told you to forgive this person, and the person has already come to you and asked for forgiveness, and you are holding a grudge. So, but I haven't heard from God in an eons, okay? Have you completed the last assignment? Okay, just smile at me. I'm feeling wow. Okay. All right, so here's the good news. Jesus is a good shepherd. You're the sheep, and the sheep hear his voice. Okay, here's number four. How do you hear the voice of God? This one, I promise, okay? This one's the hardest one. I left the last is really the hardest one. I'm going to read this. So you have to turn off the volume of this world. Anybody, that's the hardest one? The rest of them, I'm like, I get that. You have to turn off the volume of this world, because this world is shouting. It is shouting to get your attention. So everybody say stop. Stop clicking, stop swiping, stop scrolling. Okay? Stop listening to what everybody else says. Stop and listen to the voice of the Lord. All right. So I heard this guy, a wonderful pastor, and I go home and I go to church. I go watch him, okay? And he shared this. I'm like, I'm stealing it, okay? And I actually did it. I actually practiced it. So he said, I have this, God showed him this. He says, I have this exercise that I do. And I thought, if it's sit-ups, I'm not doing it. Are you kidding me? And it wasn't. I was like, okay, I'm paying attention. So he says, and the whole thing was, this exercise was to get his mind to focus so he could hear God's voice. Now listen to this. And I tried this, because he said, he started this one time, he went on vacation. So I tried this on my deck. But he went on vacation, and he went out, and he was going to listen to all the noises. He was going to go out. I think he was at the beach, and he said, I'm going to go out and just listen to all the noises that are around me, all right? And then I'm going to count the noises. And then he was an ex-football player, so they're so competitive. So he sets the goal. He says, so I have to hit 20 noises. And then he makes it hard. So I cheated on this part, but anyway. And he says, so such as if you hear a dog bark, that's one noise. And then if you hear another dog bark, it's still one noise because it's a dog. I was like, what? And then he said, you know, like if you hear a car go by, that's one. Then you hear another car go by and another, it still counts at one. So you only count them once. So he goes out and he says, in the beginning it was kind of easy. So, you know, first you hear dogs bark, then a car go by, then a bird, than a siren, than the way, he's at the beach, he heard the waves, okay, and then he heard the coffee pot beep, and then he heard his stomach rumble, so he's counting, all right, he's counting, and then it kind of gets quiet, and he has to listen, and I don't know, he's up at like number 10 or something like that, and he hears a cricket chirp way over there. Oh, I'm up to 11. And then it gets really quiet, okay? So here's the deal. He did make it to 20. I got to 10, all right? He said what made it was so interesting, he said, there's noises all the time. Those noises were all the time. The dog was all, my neighborhood, I have two dogs over there. They're always barking. The dogs are always barking. The birds are always chirping. The wind is always blowing. The trees are rustling. He says, so the noise is going on all the time, but I never got still to hear it. So you have to stop. You have to stop. All right? You have to stop and listen. I'll give you a good scripture. Psalm 46:10. Matter of fact, it's on somebody's notebook here. Be still. Everybody say, be still. Say it again. Be still and know that I am God. So God is always talking. Are you listening? And it will take you to stop, be still, and listen. So I'm going to close with one more story. Old Testament story, Elijah. Elijah's the prophet. He's a big prophet. Okay, you know the big prophets and the small prophets because the big prophets have more pages in your Bible. Somebody said that. I'm like, you're right, that is. So he's one of the big prophets, and he's a great man of faith, and he goes against all these false prophets, and he just wipes them all out and stuff like that. And then there's this lady called Jezebel the queen, and she's scary. You know why? Because she comes at him, and she goes, I'm going to kill you, Elijah. Okay, this is Elijah who wiped out all these false prophets, and one woman comes after him, and he starts running, and he runs into a cave. Everybody know the story of Elijah, the prophet? Okay, so he runs into a cave, and maybe you're here today, and you're in the cave, and he is completely depleted. Like, he is nothing left. He's at the end, and he needs a word from God. Anybody here need a word from God today? Like, God, the decision's by midnight. I need a word, right? So maybe. So Elijah needed a word from God, and the Bible says that there was this mighty wind that went through, and it said the Lord was not there. And then the next one was, there was this big earthquake, shook the whole place. And the Bible says the Lord was not in the earthquake. Okay, and then the next one, then there's this raging fire. Shh, I don't know what that looked like. And the Bible says, and the Lord was not in the fire. Okay, all you 70s, earth, wind, and fire. I knew that. Okay, all right, but be really serious. Okay, so here's the really interesting thing about it. Elijah was expecting the extraordinary, the wind, the earthquake, for God to be there, the fire, for God, and God wasn't in the extraordinary. He was in the ordinary, all right? 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. After the fire came a gentle whisper. Where was God? Not in the He was in the just ordinary, actually, just gentle, all right? Now, if you really get to know God, he's not all, and now I was talking to Deb, you should come at 9 o'clock, I'll preach my whole message, okay? You get the clue, yeah, okay. And you know, I have never heard the voice, Samuel, okay? But there are people that have, but typically God is going to speak to you like ordinary, a whisper. Little things. He does. Oh. Oh, gosh. So maybe God will speak to you. Should I go this way or that way? He says, go that way. God will speak to you and say, you know, you're just washing the dishes. And God just downloads wisdom. Ordinary stuff. You're driving to work. And you get this word, a scripture, just ordinary, I'm just doing this, driving to work, and God will give you a word for somebody, okay? Or God will wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I love it. And he goes, I'm with you. I've not left you. I'll never leave you. I am working all things out good for good. Trust me. Just ordinary things, okay? So do you need the wind? No, it'll mess up my hair. Do you need the earthquake? I don't want to be around for an earthquake. Do I need the fire? No, I don't. But I'm telling you, God is always speaking. Are you listening? So, what are we going to do? Well, the promise is Jesus is a good shepherd. You are the sheep, and the sheep hear his voice. What are we going to do that? I'm going to ask. I'm going to listen. I'm going to do. And then I'm going to have to stop some things and be still. And honestly, that is my biggest mountain that I'm working on, okay? So would you, everybody say, close your eyes for a minute, say, speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. I'm going to ask, I'm going to listen, I'm going to do, and I'm going to stop some things. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Father God, I thank you that you will speak to hearts, those that especially need to hear. I thank you, Father, speak to those that are hurting and need comfort. Speak to those, Father, that have lost hope. Speak hope to them. Father, speak to those that are trying to make a decision and they need your wisdom. So speak, Lord. Speak to those that maybe are just carrying some stuff you shouldn't and you just, it's time to cast it on him and he'll take care of you. Father, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, how do I close? Raise your hand if you want to better hear God. Man, I do. All right, so there's some steps we have to take, all right? So I want to just pray for you and just simply say, Father, help us to humbly seek you in your word every day. Open your word to us. Open our hearts, open our ears and our eyes, Father, that we would see, hear, and know, and do what you have to say. Father, that's our heart cry. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Well, Pastor Shay, you have anything to say here? I'm like, wow. All righty. Man, I love y'all. My Cassie will call me up. It's my kid in Kansas City, and she'll say, Mom, how was church? I go, oh, I preached myself happy. I had a good one. So I hope you had a good one. I preach you happy. Why don't you stand up? Father, I thank you that these are your sheep, and I thank you that they hear your voice. And I thank you, Father, you have great plans for their life. I thank you, Father, that as they go out today, Father, they hear, they listen, and they do all that you have for them. I thank you, Father, they are blessed coming in and blessed going out. I thank you their homes are places of that are blessed and a refuge of peace. I thank you, Father, that the things that they've cried out for, Father, I thank you that their ears hear you speak today. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. Pastor Sherry, you have something else?
People are extra open to be ministered to today on Father's Day. I'm telling you, people are really open. Pray for people. My challenge to you, pray for three people today. Because like I said, this is a little bit of a mixed background for a lot of people. So please, take opportunities to pray for people. We love you guys.